We often focus on the big stuff, the big news, the big gestures. But the reality is that what really reveals our character and our heart is what we do in the smallest of matters. When no one is looking, when no accolades or influence or thank yous are to be gained. The gospel concludes today with, "You cannot serve both God and mammon." You cannot serve both the stuff of this world and God. The world is not our goal. God is our goal. The hard reality is that if we want to know who we are truly devoted to, all we need to do is open up our calendar and check our bank account, because the money we spend and the time that we give to things shows how much we focus on them. We cannot serve both God and mammon. No matter where we find ourselves financially, we can always give something, and we should, and our gifts should always stretch us. Whether we're rich or poor, we should give to the point that we lose something because of our tithe and gifts to those who are in need. The same, though, is true of our time. Time seems to be more precious for many of us than money. But I doubt many of us think of it as a resource to give to others, being inconvenienced because of our support of the church and our work for those in need in our community. But we can often get overwhelmed when we think of our giving. We can start some grand plan only to have it fail because we just bit off more than we could chew. This is where Christ's words can help us today. Be faithful in small matters. We can always do more. We can always give more. But when we try to make big changes, it's often too much. We start with the best intentions, but fail after a while. We can give more treasure and more time and talents in small ways. Just a little more. We need to be giving some time and treasure to the church, but we also need to be giving to our neighbors in need, maybe those in our community, maybe those in the world. But we have to be intentional about this. We have to plan. So I want to encourage us all to really think about our giving. Is it stretching us, or is it just from what we have left over? Do we give our time to the parish and the community? Do we serve others intentionally? This is not so that we can feel good about ourselves, but instead is our duty, because God has given us everything, and he expects us to give back. Sometimes giving makes us feel good. Sometimes we will feel burdened by it, and sometimes we will find that those that we are giving to are anything but thankful. But we're always called to give. We're always called to give to the God who has given us everything, even to the point of dying on the cross for us. So let's dedicate ourselves to giving just a little bit more to God and our neighbors this year.